Good morning, Dan. It's Ian from freekeen.com. I'm doing great, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderfully, Ian. What's on your mind?
Well, it's just so sad to hear Granite Staters bickering and fighting, as you were with the last caller, and it was friendly, of course, but bickering over what new taxes we should have here in the Live Free or Die state. And I just find that kind of sad, because I think what we need to really be looking at, instead of the question of, well, how do we fund these new government programs, the question should really be is, why in the hell is government handling these programs in the first place? What are we doing letting government educate our kids? That's another question that we should be asking. And in fact, one of the things we need to look at is how government works. And it works the same, whether it's the New Hampshire government or the federal government or the Massachusetts government. The principles are all the same. And one of those principles is that government creates a problem. In this case, not enough money to educate the kids. Creates a problem, and then it proposes a new government program or some new modification or increase in government to solve the problem that the government itself created in the first place. And this process goes on and on and on into the future without stopping. Taxes don't go down. They keep going up. Government programs don't get smaller. They keep getting larger and expanding their purview. And so sitting here saying, well, we ought to just try an income tax, it doesn't work that way. You don't just try an income tax. The income tax gets started. And then it's very, very unlikely you're ever going to see that go away.
What if in the process of developing the income tax, you're able to eliminate other taxes?
That would be nice, but I don't believe that you're going to see that happen. For instance, there are people at the federal level that are all cheering on this fair tax concept. But the fact is, the fair tax, they only propose getting rid of the income tax. It doesn't actually get rid of the income tax. So what you probably end up seeing, and what you might see here in New Hampshire, is the creation of an income tax. And they might say, well, okay, we're going to reduce the property taxes as a result.
Yeah, you could never get rid of property taxes because, again, you have the municipal portion and the county portion of your budget, but you could get rid of interest and dividends taxes. You could get rid of the business enterprise tax. There are taxes you could eliminate.
Why don't we just get rid of the property tax? You know, why don't we get rid of those taxes without adding the income tax?
Because, Ian, and we've been through this a million times, you cannot run a municipality. You cannot operate the city of Keene without a revenue source. You can't. And you need to operate it. You need to have solid waste disposal. You need to have snow removal.
I pay for that with a private company.
But where does that company take it? It goes. You think they truck it to Michigan?
No, actually, there are some private transfer stations around here, but
my point being is you realize and you know the municipality needs to have a revenue stream. And that revenue stream is the property tax. Now, if a local municipality instead goes to a consumption tax or a sales tax or just nickels and dimes you for every little fee, then I guess you could do that. But it's still a tax and it's still an income because you do need a police. You do need a police department.
Voluntary alternatives, Dan.
You do
need to look at some
water and sewer.
Municipal government to fund itself without threatening people.
How does Keene threaten you? If Keene is so lousy, why did you choose Keene? If New Hampshire's so lousy, why did you choose New Hampshire? You could have gone.
They were lousy.
You could have gone to
an increase in freedom that most people will achieve by moving to New Hampshire.
Why didn't you go to Alaska?
Help protect those freedoms.
Why didn't you go to Idaho?
To infringe on them.
I swear, I thought sure you guys were going to pick Idaho. Why didn't you pick Idaho? It's got a smaller population. Why didn't you pick Idaho?
Well, population was one of the you're referring to the Free State Project.
Yeah.
And why it chose its members chose New Hampshire. New Hampshire was chosen overwhelmingly for some obvious reasons. Number one, it is a live free or die state. It does have the history of being a very pro liberty place. Of course, the no income tax was very helpful. The no sales tax was very helpful. So we saw this as a great starting point to really preserve the liberty the state already has.
Alaska doesn't have an income tax. You could have gone to Alaska.
Well, Florida didn't have an income tax either, and I left Florida. So, wasn't what it was all about.
You're never going to get
the third largest.
You're never going to get me to argue about moving out of Florida. Why people live there is beyond me. So you'll never get that argument from me.
Well, New Hampshire also has over 400-person citizen legislature that only makes $100 or $200 a year. So that was an important part in that the politicians are less likely to be corrupted if that's the only kind of money that they can make. And the districts, of course, are very small as well. But there's like 101 reasons why New Hampshire was chosen. I can't go over them all. So it's not that New Hampshire is a bad place to live. It's just that we want to preserve the liberty it has right now and hopefully increase that into the future. And we aren't increasing liberty by adding an income tax.
Well, you're not also doing it by fighting whether or not somebody needs a permit to cut fingernails either, quite frankly.
Well, you know, each individual that moves here gets to choose, you know, how they want to be an activist. Some of them, for instance, are political activists. I was in Concord on Tuesday testifying for this
decriminalization
bill.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I was there. Actually, I testified against the bill for New Hampshire's organized criminals. It was sort of a satirical testimony in that I took the position that, well, if we were to decriminalize or re-legalize these drugs, then New Hampshire's criminals would be out all kinds of money in their black market profits. And I think I actually made a pretty persuasive point to the panel. They got a good laugh out of that. And, you know, it is a serious issue. So some people do politics, and some people do outside of the system civil disobedience activism. And, you know, the fact is, Mike Fisher, the gentleman you're referring to, was clipping nails without a permit. That got some attention, and as a result, there was a political bill passed a year and a half later that reduced the number of requirements for someone to get one of those licenses. So it did have a positive effect.
As far as change on the localist level, whether you're talking about Keene or Claremont or Portsmouth or larger communities like Manchester, and when you look at the spending of the municipality, also see that as being the government. I don't think anybody argues that money gets spent very often. That doesn't have to be spent. But again,
sure, because it's not their money.
I realize that. But right. It still goes back to the point where you do need to have it. It does serve a purpose.
What's it? When you say it, what do you mean?
A municipality. A government. A local government.
I can't say that you need services, you need protection, you need fire protection, you need education, but there's no rule out there that says this has to be provided by an agency with a monopoly over coercive force. That is not necessary. And that's what I'm talking about changing, is changing the way that the system works. The money is out there in the economy. Government can only get what it can appropriate through threats of force. So the money's all there in our hands.
Again, what's the threat of force?
We can figure out on our own how to spend it without these bureaucrats figuring out for us.
What's the threat of force? And by the way, you can't just when you say without it figuring out, you still need somebody to make the decisions. Who makes the decisions if not elected officials?
Why don't I choose that for myself, and you choose that for yourself, and so
but
on?
No,
and so
but then you have 18 different sides trying to figure out what to do for the community. Just
great.
To find, because people may not have heard you before, Ian. Just quickly, what do you mean by force?
Central bureaucracy.
What do you mean by force? Because for people who haven't heard you say that before, what do you
all
mean
right,
by
this,
force?
This is simple. People need to be able to see the gun in the room. Whenever government wants you to do something or wants you to not do something you want to do, there's always an implicit threat of force behind its diktats, whether it's not smoking marijuana or whether it's sending your kids to government school or whether it's paying property taxes. Eventually, if you disobey the government's diktats, there's a very good chance that some men with guns calling themselves the police are going to show up at your house or your place of business in order to force you to do as the government has ordered you to do, or else you will be taken to a jail cell. Now, if you decide that you are a free individual who's not ever harmed anyone else, for instance, in the case of, smoking marijuana cigarette, or, for instance, not sending your kids to the government schools, and not getting their permission to homeschool. If you're someone who hasn't harmed another person, you say, well, you know, that's okay. I don't really want to go to jail. I haven't actually harmed another person. Then what's going to happen next, Dan?
If you're talking about breaking a law and whether or not people get to choose which laws they can break and which ones they can't, that's anarchy. And that person hasn't harmed a single person smoking marijuana till they hop in the car to go get a bag of Doritos and mows the kid down on the crosswalk. then we've got an issue. And by the way, I favor decriminalizing marijuana, but you also have to be very careful about what you say harms people and doesn't. I think I've given you enough time. Folks can listen to more of Ian Saturday nights right here on WKBK. You can tune in to Free Talk Live and catch Ian. All right, Ian, thank you. Appreciate it. 357-1290.